All right, wrestling fans, it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. And we're in Iowa, which means it is Hawkeye Championship Wrestling versus Pro Wrestling America. Card full of matches between the two promotions. But first, to get through some of the details in the background. Contract signings this week. Three short-term contracts signed. In fact, all of them less than 3 months. Bubba Ray Dudley, Lanny Poffo, and Mance Warner are all now under PWA contract. But we do have one departure, which we will definitely miss, and that is Missy Hyatt, who was not exactly thrilled with the storyline that she had going on with Raven. Didn't want to continue on with that, so she just left. Turned in her contract, said no more. All right, so we start off with me coming out to talk with Lance about the great card we have with Hawkeye Championship Wrestling coming up. And I barely get into starting talking about some of the people that are going to be seen on the card when David Von Erich attacks me from behind. After putting me through the announce table, he says that it was a joke last week to have the Body Slam Challenge as a world heavyweight title match. That was almost as bad as the Finger Poke of Doom, which, as I said last week, was kind of my own working on that, especially with Rick Rude's history of having a bad back in the first place. But as he gets ready to slam me again through the wall, Bubba Ray Dudley comes out to my rescue and sends David running off. So I get back to talking about the card, and we have great matches like the television title match. Steve Armstrong once again defending the title against Nightmare Ken Wayne. You've got Mance Warner and Lanny Poffo making their PWA debuts. Well, Mance Warner's return to the PWA against stars that were also part of the PWA at one time, Kendall Windham and Goldust. So those would be good matches. You got Rugged Rod Price facing off against Seth Rollins. You've got Rick Rude and Austin Idol defending the World Tag Team titles against the Hawkeye Tag Team Champions, Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers. You've got Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Hacksaw Butch Reed. Great Muta facing off against Tully Blanchard. Terry Funk and Baron Von Raschke going at it. And as we saw from previous weeks, the Smoking Guns have a little bit of a problem with, most of the tag teams in Hawkeye Championship Wrestling that they saw. But this week, they're taking on the Uptown Boys, Marty Jannetty and Tommy Rogers. I was trying to remember which one of the Fantastics was in there. And then you have one of the great matches coming up. Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man, the former World Tag Team Champions, facing off against Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase and Wildfire Tommy Rich. And then the main event tonight is the World Heavyweight title match, Austin Idol defending the title against Big Bubba Rogers, which is going to be a great match. All right, so after going through this, we get down to the ring, and the first match is the television title match, one of the two matches that are not cross-promotional. Steve and Ken had an awesome match, but neither could find a way to put their opponent away. After the time limit expired, Rugged Rod Price stomped down to the ring. Price pushed back past Steve and attacked Ken. Steve came to make the save. Steve and Ken double-teamed Price until Gilbert rushed the ring. Gilbert tossed Steve out of the ring, and Price nailed Ken with an atomic drop into a fireball from Gilbert. Then Gilbert and Price left the ring. Steve climbed back into the ring to protect Ken. So television time limit expires. Steve Armstrong keeps the title with the time limit draw, but definitely bringing up an issue between Rugged Rod Price and Nightmare Ken Wayne that will definitely be the backbone, really, of the television title division for the next month or so. So keep looking out for matches and stuff going on with those two. Next match is we go Hawkeye Championship Wrestling versus Pro Wrestling America. Hawkeye's Kendall Windham facing off against Mance Warner. And Mance had a great return to the PWA. Kendall showed that he should be a contender in both the HCW and the PWA. The two had a great match that almost went the time limit for them. But Kendall gets the pin with a bulldog off the middle rope in a time of 9 minutes, 39 seconds. Mance had a great return, but it was just cut a little short with that bulldog. Next match had former American heavyweight champion Goldust facing off against a debuting Leaping Lanny Poffo. And Poffo had a great match in his PWA debut, but the former American heavyweight champion countered a cartwheel elbow with a full Nelson slam for the pin in a time of 6 minutes, 13 seconds. Your winner is Goldust. Next match had Rugged Rod Price facing off against Seth Rollins. And Rollins had the match well in hand before Price knocked him into David Manning. As Manning was down, Ken Wayne ran down to the ring. Ken attacked Price and had him doubled over after an inverted atomic drop. Ken rolled out of the ring as Rollins nailed Price with the blackout for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 19 seconds. After the match, Ken slid back into the ring and nailed Price with multiple right hands to the side of the head. Rollins rolled out of the ring as Ken nailed Price with a driving knee drop to the back of the head. Next match, going to PWA only for this match. David Von Erich and Terry Gordy facing off against the team that cost David the world heavyweight title in the first place, Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido. If David and Gordy win, David gets 5 minutes in the ring with J.J. Dillon. These four brawled throughout the match. David had Candido in the Iron Claw when Bubba Ray's music began to play. Bubba came out to the entrance ramp and David dropped the claw. Gordy yelled at David while he was distracted, and Candido tagged in Sawyer. Sawyer nailed David from behind with a big knee lift. When David bounced backward off the rope, Sawyer hooked him into a released German suplex. Candido came off the turnbuckle with a New Jersey slam before Sawyer covered David to get the pin. Gordy climbed in the ring, but Dillon's men made their way back to the dressing room, and Bubba Ray left the entrance ramp as David was pinned. Your winners, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido, in a time of 13 minutes, 36 seconds. Next match is the first of our two main events on the card. Put up early in the card because, well, Austin Idol's involved in both, being one half of the World Tag Team Champions and the World Heavyweight Champion, both those titles being defended tonight. This time it's the tag team titles on the line. Idol and Rick Rude facing off against Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers, the Hawkeye Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And Rude and Idol had the match well in hand for the first 8 minutes. Fulton began to gain an advantage, and then the Smoking Guns rushed the ring and attacked the HCW champions. As I said before, they have beef with like every tag team in HCW, as getting a shot over them for the World Tag Team Champions. Tommy Young calls for the bell, giving Fulton and Rogers the win by disqualification. The World Champions continue to keep the title, but they must rescue the challengers from their attack. Billy tossed Rude over the top rope. Bart and Rogers fell out of the ring together. Finally, Billy nailed Fulton with the Famouser before rolling out of the ring before Idol could get to him. In the end, Idol and Rude are just standing there going, what the heck was that all about? We move on. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert versus Hacksaw Butch Reed. Again, possibility for a great feud centering around the American heavyweight title if we could get Hacksaw Butch Reed under PWA contract. But right now he's under HCW and seems to be very happy in Iowa. But Eddie and Butch brawl through a match inside and outside the ring. Eddie countered a pile driver attempt with a double leg takedown into a catapult into the turnbuckle. As Butch bounced out of the corner. Eddie got the pin with a schoolboy trip and a handful of tights. Right after Tommy Young's hand hit the mat for the third count, Reed kicked out and Gilbert slid out of the ring. Your winner, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, in a time of 9 minutes, 6 seconds, although Reed tries very hard to get Tommy Young to restart the match because of the handful of tights. He gets the crowd all behind him that there's a handful of tights, but Gilbert is long gone by this time. There's no way to restart the match. Next match, another great match. Would have been an awesome match had they not kind of been allies and, well, definitely both been heels throughout their time in WCW. But great Muda facing off against Tully Blanchard. Muda and Tully had a short yet intense match. Tully thought he had the match won with the slingshot suplex, but Muda kicked out just before the three count. As Tully complained to Nick Patrick, Muda got back to his feet. Muda nailed Tully in the throat with a savage savate kick for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 1 second. There's been a few things going on between Muda and the booking committee that he's not liking some of the stuff that's being happened to him, especially not having shots at the American heavyweight title, or actually now the Illinois heavyweight title anymore. So Muda is looking at possibly leaving, and HCW is actually one of those places he's actually thinking about going to. But we'll have to see what happens with that. Hopefully this gets Muda kickstarted back into liking the PWA. Next match, Terry Funk facing off against Baron Von Raschke. Now this would have been an awesome match, and I'm sure in their storied careers, they probably faced off against each other in Texas somewhere. But I don't know if there's actual footage of that match. But they brawl until Funk missed a splash in the corner. Funk staggered into the claw. He had nowhere to go, but he would not submit. Baron used his leverage advantage to get the pin in a time of 5 minutes 34 seconds. But Funk's head is busted open from Baron's fingernails digging into him. And refusing to submit and forcing him to actually have to pin him. Now we get up to match number 9 on the card. The Smoking Guns taking on the Uptown Boys. They almost got into a brawl at the initial Hawkeye Championship Wrestling match that we saw last week in the video montage. But the Guns came out first and ran down the number one contenders to the Hawkeye Tag Team Champions. They also ran down every other tag team in the PWA and the HCW. They declared themselves the number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles. When the Uptown Boys came out, the Guns met them with a pair of running knee lifts. The Uptown Boys fell back off the ring apron. The Guns tried their best to keep the Uptown Boys out of the ring. Finally, Nick Patrick forced Bart to leave the ring and allow Jannetty to enter the ring. Patrick called for the bell. Billy seemed to have something snap inside him once he heard the bell. He tossed Jannetty around the ring until he was able to tag in Rogers. Rogers tried to get some offense going, but Mart nailed him with a knee lift to the back as he ran into the ropes. Billy nailed the Famouser to get the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 14 seconds. Your winners and self-proclaimed number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles, the Smoking Guns. And the Guns weren't quite finished with the Uptown Boys yet, because they continued the beatdown until Bobby Fulton and Rip Rogers came down to make the save and drive the Guns out of the ring. Next match has Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man facing off against Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase and Tommy Rich. Sunshine comes out with them, hands the mic to Honky Tonk Man. He said he's sick and tired of the Guns thinking they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. The Guns were nothing more than thugs who wanted to try to prove that they ruled the roost. While Honky Tonk Man was talking, Heenan appears with all of the Guns for Hire at the entrance ramp. and began to talk, but then decided better and just sent everybody down to the ring. And the Dangerous Duo are the first ones to hit the ring and nail Adams and Honky Tonk Man. Funk stomped down to the ring with the branding iron in hand. The Uptown Boys got back to their feet after the beat down that they still weren't out of the ring yet, and helped out the former World Tag Team Champions. Finally, the Smoking Guns held Honky Tonk Man up while Funk drove the branding iron into his forehead. The Uptown Boys attacked the Smoking Guns, getting back from the beatdown that they had just received. Ted DiBiase and Tommy Rich run down to the ring, and as the numbers quickly went against them, as now 6-on-5, the Guns for Hire scrambled out of the ring and up the aisle, regrouping with Heenan at the top of the entrance ramp. DiBiase and Rich helped Adams and Honky Tonk Man back to their feet, and after assuring that Adams and Honky Tonk were still able to fight, DiBiase and Rich took their place in the corner, waiting for Manning to call for the bell. All four men had a wonderful scientific match that kept the fans involved. DiBiase had Adams in the Million Dollar Dream, but Adams was able to get to the ropes. Disgusted, DiBiase tagged in Rich. Rich went for a Thez Prez, but Adams countered it with a hot shot across the top rope. Adams tagged in Honky Tonk Man, who took control of the match, finally pinning Rich after a Tilt-A-Whirl slam in a time of 19 minutes, 2 seconds. Your winners, Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man. Now we get to the second main event. World Heavyweight title, Austin Idol defending the title against Big Bubba Rogers. This is one of the great things about having a fantasy wrestling organization. And even back in the day where you had wrestling simulators that you could run these fantasy wrestling leagues with, is that you could have multiple variations of the same guy come in. So when we were last in Milwaukee, Austin Idol defended the title against Big Boss Man, the MCW heavyweight champion. This time he's facing off against Big Bubba Rogers, still Ray Traylor, but two completely different gimmicks for the same wrestler. And that's one of the great things about a fantasy is that, yes, there could be a possibility that after this match, Big Bubba Rogers may have to defend the title against Big Boss Man. Now, that would have been a great match to see had it ever actually been able to take place. Anyway, now we got Austin Idol defending the title against Big Bubba Rogers, the HCW heavyweight champion. And the match was basically just getting underway when David attacked Idol with a chair to earn the disqualification in 4 minutes, 35 seconds. Rogers shoved David. David told him where to go. Rogers punched David in the face. David swung wildly with the chair, but Rogers moved out of the way. Rogers grabbed David and drilled him with a spinebuster slam. Idol got up to his feet and told Rogers to climb the turnbuckle while he wrapped David up in the Las Vegas leg lock. Rogers jumped off the middle turnbuckle with a falling splash onto David. Idol released David and rolled to his feet. As Rogers got back to his feet, Idol stretched out his hand. Rogers looked at it for a moment and then shook it. David Manning brought both title belts into the ring, awarding Idol his World Heavyweight title and Rogers his HCW Heavyweight title. Both champions walked out of the ring with their belts held high, David still laying flat in the ring. And as David started to get to his feet at the end of the card, Bubba Ray Dudley's music started again. And David, being completely crushed by the 380-pound Big Bubba Rogers coming off the middle turnbuckle, laid back down in the ring, just collapsed, because he did not want to have to deal with Bubba Ray this time. But Bubba Ray doesn't appear, just as music starts playing as the camera goes out. All right, so things going on with this card briefly as we stop is beginning a feud between David Von Erich and Bubba Ray Dudley, as Bubba Ray Dudley will become now, thanks to his rescuing of me at the beginning of the card will now become my enforcer and my bodyguard against David Von Erich. And David takes quite offense to that. And so this would be a great and awesome thing. But in the back of David's mind is still the fact that he has a return title match guaranteed. So he's still gunning for Austin Idol. So this is one of those times where we pivot from one, trying to phase out that feud with Austin Idol over the World Heavyweight title and phasing in the feud with Bubba Ray Dudley. Not dealing with the title, but the title might come into play in the future. So that's one of the things coming up over the next couple of months is Bubba Ray Dudley and David Von Erich. Now that would have been a great feud. And I've got some ideas for some great feuds with David Von Erich as being possibly, again, the World Heavyweight Champion in the near future. But we'll have to see how the booking goes for that. Well, that's it for this week. I am Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here for Pro Wrestling America, and I will see you next week as we come to you from the Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Sanford Pentagon.